Okay, hello. So today we're going to do a review, right? Reviews are, you're going to get more and more of them as we're going along. And we're also going to be giving you guys a whole lot more audio as we're going along, too. Reason being is I think that it's easier to explain a lot of this stuff when we do it in audio. Okay, now the first place I'm going to sit with the review is EPS, Element, Polarity, and Striking Action. Right. Now, there's a whole lot more to EPS than just element, polarity, and striking action. You could put a whole bunch more letters into there, but essentially, what we are thinking about as we progress with EPS is everything that has to do with that meridian and how we can affect it. But for the moment, it is element, polarity, striking action. Okay, you've got 12 meridians in the body, and I can't really review these meridians in audio. It's just simply because you can't see me trace them if I do. But in your Novice Kyusho workbook, you have some excellent, excellent diagrams to see them, and I strongly suggest that you spend some time tracing on friends. Use the workbook to help you, right? Get used to tracing those things, because you do have to trace them for an exam, right? We've got 12 meridians and we have five elements, right? Because fire, there are a total of four meridians that are fire, right? Six yin, six yang, right? Which is also extremely important, right? And the striking action for each one. Now we'll go over quickly the striking action versus the element. For the fire element, the striking action is slapping. Right? Now, if you think about something being on fire, as an example, let's suppose that your sleeve caught fire. You were out lighting a bonfire in the yard and your sleeve caught fire. One of the ways you would put it out is to slap it. You take your other hand or a towel or something and you would pat it down. Right? That causes the extinguishing of fire without using another element, of course, to do it. Now, there are other ways to kill a fire, of course, but they're not really feasible with when it comes to Kyusho. I mean, you could deprive it of oxygen too, but you'll kill the entire person doing that. Right? Then we have the metal meridians. Metal's striking action is vibrating. Now, I want you to think about what happens in a car engine when something goes slightly out of alignment, right? The car will literally vibrate itself to pieces, right? Vibration has always been the enemy of metal, and it is the same when it comes to the human body. Now, how do you vibrate? You vibrate by making multiple strikes at one time, right? And that is allowing the implement you are striking with, such as a knife hand, to bounce as it hits the body, right? Very, very easy to do. Next, we have the striking action for wood. And the striking action for wood is a chopping motion. Chopping is pretty simple, right? It is the two-way action that comes with a knife hand, especially. The best tool for chopping is a knife hand. You can do it with a fist too. There is a motion to do it with a fist as well, but it does work the very best with a knife hand. Then you have earth. The striking action for earth is penetrating, right? And that the penetrating action is sort of a little bit of a push, trying to push through something, right? Now, there are people who are going to will ask the question, well, you penetrate through wood when you're breaking it with a sidekick or something. Is that not a penetrating action? No, it isn't, because if you actually look at the way that the wood hits with a chopping motion to it. You hit the wood with a chopping motion to it with your foot. And you're not really thinking of penetrating the wood, you're thinking of kicking past the wood. So it's sort of a different object. Right. And finally, the striking action for water, which I view as the most important of them, just simply because so much of the body is water, the body is water, is grasping, right? open fist to closed fist on impact is an example of grasping, right? If I have my hand open and as I'm striking, as I touch the body, I close my hand into a fist, that is a grasping action. Okay. Next for our review, we have the five principles of Kyushu-Jitsu. Okay. These are crucial. They need to be internalized, and you need to, you know, take a look at your ukis, things like that, and start trying to plan out using these principles. First one is attack along the meridian. And that one is not as straightforward as people would tend to think that it is. When you look at the meridian system of the body, the best way to look at it is both sides at the same time. Right. So as an example, if I was going to attack lung 5 on a wrist grab, I would not to strike lung meridian. My best choice is not to hit lung on the same side of the body again. It would be to hit the opposite side. Right? Excuse me. So hitting the opposite side of the body is hitting the same meridian. And it is attacking along the meridian. So if I went from lung 5, and if I could come up and I could drop a hammer fist as an example, because the tool would fit into lung 1 on the other side of the body, that would be a great example of attacking along the meridian. The next, of course, is attacking using the cycle of destruction. Attack using the cycle of destruction is probably the thing that everybody finds the easiest to figure out, right? The principle is fairly straightforward and pretty easy to memorize, but you also at the same time you have to memorize and internalize the cycle of creation, because to do a really good job with the cycle of destruction you need the cycle of creation, right? And it just really comes in handy, because you can enhance your own elements by using the cycle of creation before you use the cycle of destruction. But we will get more into that as you advance along the course, right? Next is attack using yin and yang, or also known as attack using complete energies and using the energies in the proper cycle, right? An example, everybody looks at the yin and yang symbol, and the yin and yang symbol, excuse me, is extremely powerful. Right. But it does not represent two halves. It represents a whole. Right. It's a very, very old symbol. I actually do believe it kind of predates Taoism. I think it goes back further than that. But I could be wrong on that. Right. But the unit needs to be looked at as a whole. Right. That's why you have black mixed with white and white mixed with black as they come together in form. Right. The proper method of striking them is not to go opposites all the time. At some point in time, you do have to go opposites. But as an example, if you hit a yin meridian, it is good to hit a yin meridian a second time before you go to the yang meridian, right? And then you would hit another yang meridian and then go back to the yin meridian. So they would always be paired. That's where you will find the absolute best effect doing it. Now, there are times, of course, that you can't do it, and that's why we have other principles, right? Next is attack using correct body mechanics. Correct body mechanics is a great learning experience, right? Now, an example, great art. I had no interest in studying it, but I have quite an appreciation for it, and that is Aikido. Aikido uses some very unusual stances and movements. And at first, you look at it and you go, I don't even know how they keep their balance, right? However, you've got to always look, when you're looking at body mechanics, especially when you're looking at motion, that one thing leads into another, right? So there is no absolute perfect body mechanic. It's a process of motion. You are going to strike and you are going to align yourself into a good position to do it. Example, a hook is a horrible punch, right? Everybody uses it. Boxers always use it. You watch the MMA fighters, you see more hooks going. A hook is one of the worst mechanical punches that you could imagine. It doesn't even hit correctly. You can't even accomplish a decent two-way action with it. It would be far better a punch if, as an example, the left hand went behind the head, you pulled the person into your center, and then hooked them from there where you are striking more or less into a triangled area between your shoulders and bringing them into your center. You'll find a much better result with it, a much more devastating result with it. A hook is an example of trying to achieve something through blunt trauma. Right? So attack using proper body mechanics, we can go on forever with that one. But an example of proper body mechanics is two-way action. Right? Two-way action is critical. It is a body mechanic. Attacking at a 45 degree angle, using correct two-way action, another example of body mechanics. The final one of the five principles, attack using tempo. Tempo is the rhythm by which you attack with. And it can be looked at very, very simply as how much time is between the strikes. If I do two strikes really fast and the third strike is also really fast, there's going to be very little reaction to the third strike. Right? If I do too quickly, you know, I pause for a moment and do the third, then I'm going to get a much better result doing the third. The idea behind tempo is to allow the brain time to react to what has happened. Because as an example, if I drop a knife hand onto large intestine 10, and it's going to take the brain a 20th of a second to respond to that. Right? Now, there is a little bit more time. I got the hiccups. There's a little bit more time in this than just the brain's response time. There is also the time by which the person will either withdraw the hand or react as well to the strike. Right? We're just talking the 20th of a second is the raw nervous system time. Right? Some people will respond slower. Good example. Now, I never teach groin strikes, especially to women. Right? Groin strikes are an interesting thing. They can do a lot of damage, and that's not why I don't teach them. Depending on the condition of the man, right, intoxication levels, drug levels, etc., groin strike can take 6-7 seconds. Before the person will drop from it. Okay, it's not an instant. The damage can be permanent. The damage can be severe. In actuality, from what I understand, it is actually possible to kill someone with a strike like that that's severe enough and does enough damage to the internal organs in the area. Okay. But my dog's chasing his tail. But the actual tempo by which that strike happens, you need something serious to follow it up, because it's not going to be like it is in the movies. When I played hockey, I took a puck to the groin area once, did lots of damage to the cup I was wearing. It hurt more in 5 minutes, right? It's one of those things that it's just not the best of areas, right? Unless it's a really clear shot, of course. But the tempo, as we get back to it, the tempo is picking up a rhythm by which to strike, whether it's fast, fast, slow, 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 fast, fast, slow, slow, fast, fast, things like that. You want there to be a basis. You need for there to be time for the brain to react to it. Now, what I'd like you guys to do, and hopefully this will be okay, is I would like to see you guys take a few minutes out of your day today and take a really, really good review of the meridians, the number of points on the meridians, and what the element, what the striking action is, and what the travel areas are of the meridians. You know, where do they start, where do they end, and approximately whereabouts do they move on the body. Right, and mark your favorite points as well so that you got them. That's going to be it for today's review. And we will talk to you guys in the next lesson. Have a great day. Ciao.